So where is it? It's first, right? So what does that mean? Prioritize seeking God's kingdom. And a couple of years ago, we did a series on the kingdom of God, didn't we? And we learned that if you go all the way back to the Testament, the kingdom of God is all about authority. And it goes back to the rule and the reign of a king. That's what the kingdom is all about. It's the rule and reign and being coming under the rule and the reign. That's why John the Baptist, he said, repent and baptized every one of you. Repent and be baptized. That's the way of coming into the kingdom. And Jesus, when he came, he preached the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven over and over again. Of the parables we have, is Jesus trying to explain what kingdom is like. This kingdom, what heaven, the kingdom of God is like. The parables are all about. So God is saying, seek first his kingdom. In other words, seek first his rule and his reign in your life. That's what Jesus is saying right there. And all these things, now all these things, if you read Matthew chapter 6, you'll find that it's in those chapters between 5 and 7, which is the Sermon on the Mount. And a lot of incredible scriptures are in there. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, all those scriptures in there. The Beatitudes. It's also got the Lord's Prayer is in Matthew chapter 6. And then in verse 5 of this chapter, Jesus says, be anxious about nothing. Do not be anxious about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or what you'll wear. I will clothe you. And then he goes on at the end of the chapter in verse 33, but seek first the kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things you are concerned about, worried about, I will take care of for you. He says, look at the birds of the air. Do not worry about what they eat or what they drink. As we seek first the kingdom, the Lord says he promises that all those things that we can be anxious about, I mean, right now, COVID, we know on the 31st of Jan, things are going to change in Western Australia. Maybe you're anxious about that right now. Maybe you're feeling a little bit uncertain. I think we all are. But Scripture says, it says, let's seek for his kingdom, the Lord's rule and his reign. And as we do that, all those things will be added to us. Isn't that good to know that the God that we seek is the God that provides? Isn't that good to know? I mean, there are so many scriptures on this throughout the Bible. So this morning, that was just my intro. This morning, this is part one of seeking the Lord. And, you know, before Christmas, the week before Christmas, a busy, busy time. We had so many different things going on here. Carol's night, which was just phenomenal with all of our Transformer families coming. And it was just such a busy, busy time. That busy, busy time, I lost my wallet. Who's lost something just recently? Wallet, key, handbag? Just me. Okay, Joseph, Marlene, Benji. I know Stephen lost his wallet. Some of you have lost your marbles. That's all good. Trish. But what was I saying? Yeah, my wallet. And honestly, it lost my marbles. I could not find it. I racked my brain. I turned over everything. I mean, I went everywhere I could think that I might have put my wallet and had my driver's license, my Medicare card, everything in there that pay for things was in that wallet. And I searched high and low. My vehicles, under the seat, or in the side of the door, in the glove compartment, in the garage. Oh, man, I even went to places I thought I might have. I really did. I phoned up family members, asking them. I searched the church. Because it was such a busy time, I was going so many different places on a daily basis. I could have just did anywhere. And how's this? Tuesday, I come back from my break, and I find my wallet. It was in the car. In my car, which I'd parked at Stephen's house, I'd left it. It was there all along, just underneath a piece of paper compartment. And I swore I'd looked at 10 times. But as Priscilla often reminds me, you know, Luke, open your eyes and don't look like a man, look like a woman. Look properly. Is that right? Yeah, okay. I'm learning. So I eventually found it, and what a relief, because I was going to give it one more day, then I was going to cancel my credit, my card, get a new driver's license, Medicare card, and I found it just in the nick of time. So looking, seeking after things. I mean, seeking is not passive, is it? Seeking actually does take a bit of work. Seeking actually is being proactive. It's going and looking, and there's a definition here that I have gone. There it is there. It's setting of the mind or heart on something. It is the conscious fixing of the mind's attention and our heart's affection seeking the Lord on God. I love that. You know, I was just thinking last night as I was preparing, finishing off my message. I remember when I was a little bit younger and I had a bit more time on my hands that I used to seek the Lord a lot. I didn't have a family. I was single. Just studying at university at the time. I was in Africa. And I think most days, before the start of my day, end of my day, I would either go for a surf early in the morning, and I'd spend maybe half an hour on the beach just praying and seeking the Lord. Come home at night and I'd take my guitar and I'd go down the beach. It seems to be the place where I kind of seek the Lord. Just my little guitar, just by myself, not a single other person on the beach, and just cry out to the Lord about my future. Cry out to the Lord about what He wanted for my life and what the purpose of my life was. I would do this a fair bit. But what I found over the course of time, that has become less and less. As I proactively go after and set time aside to seek the Lord, it doesn't actually happen, does it? I think all of us can agree with that. Unless we actually set time aside and designate blocks of time to seek, it's not going to happen. And I love that. We have that choice to actually seek the Lord. You know, Martin Luther, he said this, "I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. I have so much to do that I choose to spend the first 3 hours of his day in prayer." And we wonder why the Lord did use him in such a wonderful way. Listen to this quote from A.W. Tozer, probably read authors, probably because most of his books are only this thick, 100 pages each, simple to understand. He says this, "When the eyes of the soul looking out meet the eyes of God looking in, heaven begins here on this earth. When the eyes of soul looking out to meet the eyes of God looking in, heaven has begun right here on this earth." Isn't that good? As we seek the Lord, as we look to Him. And I said it earlier, but I really believe it. More than ever before, now is the time for us to go after and seek the Lord. I mean, what does that look like for you practically? And maybe you're a bit like me. You're a bit of a chaotic learner. I'm somebody that I can't just sit. I need to do that a bit more maybe. But I go for walks or go for rides or go for a surf. This morning, I just went into our man cave, got down on my knees. But in general, I'm a person who goes for walks. Like Jesus, he often, the Bible tells us, he would, in the cool of the day or the early in the morning, he would go and go down to the beach or go into farmland and spend time with his Father. The Bible often spoke of it as a lonely place. Jesus went to a desolate place along the side of the lake, Galilee, or one of the lakes, or in the vineyards, or do that and commune with his Father. I'm not sure what that looks like for you. I know A.W. Tozer, another one of his quotes, he writes this, "It is important to get still to wait on God. And it is best that we get along, preferably with our Bible outspread before us. Then, if we will, may draw near to God and begin to Him speak to us in our hearts." Isn't that beautiful? With our Bible outspread upon Him. I really do love that. So, this morning, this is an introduction to this series. So I'm going to hit you with a lot of scriptures about seeking the Lord. Is that all right? Okay, put your seatbelts on. Why do we seek God? Number one, important to God. Say what? Why is it important to God? I mean, who are we? One of 7 billion or 8 billion little ants roaming around the planet we call Earth. Why is it important? It's important that we do it because it's important to God. Listen to this, Psalm 14, verse 2. "The Lord looked down from heaven on all mankind to see if you understand or any who seek God. Isn't that awesome? God looks down from heaven. There's another scripture. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, where God says, my eyes are roaming to and fro throughout this earth, and I'm looking for those whose hearts are turned over to me. That's what God says. He's looking for hearts, looking for people that he can partner with, looking for people that he can use. Year 20. Is this thing on? Yeah. In 2022, to bring about what he wants to do on this earth. That's why he says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God is looking for men and women who are going to partner with him, who choose to do that in 2022. Psalm 8 verse 17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. 1 Chronicles chapter 22 says, now set mind and heart to seek your God, the Lord. We all know Jeremiah chapter 29, 11, don't we? For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to bless you and prosper you, give you hope and a future. Does anybody know what Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says? It's this, you will seek me and find me. You seek me with all your heart. The force is draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Cleanse your and purify your hearts, doesn't it? There are so many pictures of how the Lord is asking us. Even though he doesn't really need us, he still chooses to work through us. Isn't that awesome? Even though he can do it himself, even though Jesus could have done what he needed to do during his ministry by himself, he chose to invest and partner and disciple, didn't he? And he's asked us to go and do the same. You know, it's so easy to become complacent, isn't it? We come into church and we just yawn. We just yawn and, okay, we'll just come to church today and see what I can take. You know, I'll chew it and I'll spit out the bits I don't like and, yeah, I'll just go on life. You know, it's easy to get like that. It's easy to get mediocre over the course of our walk with the Lord. And A.W. Tozer, once again, he says, complacency is the foe to all spiritual growth. Complacent. It's easy to become complacent, isn't it? It will just happen. You don't have to try and be complacent, I promise you. Complacency is a default setting. We need to choose that complacency in 22. Amen. And seek the Lord and his kingdom. Seek God and his kingdom here on earth and say, Lord, as Jesus said, let your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus sought all the way through his life. His work. He says, I do nothing. I say nothing. I've seen and heard my Father in heaven saying it and doing it. That's how he was connected to his Father. I love that scripture. I think it's in Matthew. I'm sorry. It says, he is the vine. Branch. What does it say? I am the vine and you are the branches. No branch can produce fruit without, you know, being connected. That's with us too, amen? We need to stay connected to the vine. I love that. We are the branches. He's the... You know, David, King David, he the importance of seeking the Lord. Chapter 27. He says, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I might ask of the Lord all the days of my life, to gain the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Even though David at the time was probably one of the greatest men to be alive at that time, he still prioritized seeking the Lord. He said it was his one thing, and we know David made many mistakes. But in and through all of it, he still sought the Lord. He repented of his sin, chapter 53. He repented, Psalm chapter 51. He repented of his sin. He made right with the Lord, and he continued to seek the Lord in and through his life. Psalm chapter 34, verse 10. Lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Amen. Those who seek the Lord, we lack no good. Psalm chapter 40, here's another one from David. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. Amen. The Muslims say it, Allah Akbar. The Lord is great. That's what it means, right? We should be saying, the Lord is great every day. To know Him. Man, we sang this morning, singing about the goodness and the greatness of the Lord. Good. Every day when we wake up, we'll be saying how good and the Lord is. I love that. David, once again, in Psalm chapter 63, verse 1, says, "You, God, are my God, earnestly." This is David. "Earnestly," I love that, "I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and a parched land where there is no water." Can you get a sense of what a priority it was for David, the Lord? Can you sense that from those words, "earnestly, with my whole being, I thirst"? I thought about David as he encouraged us to seek him. Psalm 105 verse 4 says, "Lord and His strength, seek His face always." Always seek His face, not just when you're going through a tough time, not just when you have a bond, not just when the whole world comes down upon you, but seek the Lord always. It's a continuous thing that the Lord calls us to do. Why? Because it's best for us. The Lord is what's best for us. Even though you might think some days when you're praying and seeking the Lord, "Lord, you know, I just don't feel you. I can't hear you speaking to me." But the Lord says, continue to seek me. Imagine if you hadn't in your life. I can't imagine where I'd be today if I had not sought the Lord. I would have definitely would have chosen a different person to marry. My life would be a lot different to what it is right now if I hadn't actually sought the Lord. Not just in the big decisions of life about what to do with my life or the partner I was to marry or what my life would look like, but even in the small things. As I've sought the Lord, and I'm sure you are identifying that as you sought the Lord has led you and the Lord has guided you as it says He would do. There's many other scriptures in the New Testament, and I'd like to just bring some to your memory today. One that's the scripture in Colossians, which is one that's really life to me just recently, is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. It says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth." And this is a scripture you've probably heard a lot at hearts, but it is a word the Lord put in our hearts a while ago when we went to this book of Colossians, that we are to position ourselves. Where are we to position ourselves? We're to set our minds on things which are above. As we read in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that which are from above," right? To seek those things, to set our mind on those things. As we do that, the Bible does in Romans chapter 12, that our minds will be renewed by God as we set our minds on these things which are above. And I'm sure you all agree, you know, just over the last 2 years, we've had to do, haven't we? Proactively living, you know, in a society now, which we just are so uncertain of what might happen next week or tomorrow. But I encourage you that as you seek the Lord, He will bring peace to you. Amen. As you seek the Lord, He'll bring a peace into your heart. Near to Him, He will draw near to you. That's what we need in 2022. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is. Did you know that between the book, the closing of the ultimate in Malachi, and the baby Jesus on Christmas morning, there's a 300 period where nobody on earth heard from the Lord. A 300 year period of time where no one heard from God. Did you know that? Between Malachi and Matthew, 300 years. That's why Isaiah, he knew this was going to happen. He prophesied, "Seek the Lord while He is near. Call upon Him." Amen. Let's seek the Lord. He is near. I love that. Another thing about seeking is that it actually does involve calling and pleading. It does. And I know I mentioned, the Muslim religion just before, but, I've been to India many, many times. I've done some missionary work there. And I'm always overwhelmed when I go there, when I hear that call to 5 times a day. 5 times. You might be in a ship. Allah Akbar comes over the loudspeakers, especially if you're in like a fundamental area in Indonesia, like Java, Surabaya, one of those areas there. People stop everything they're doing, times a day, pull out their prayer mat, face east, and pray to Allah. 5 times a day. That's commitment, isn't it? That's on commitment. For people who are serving a non-existent to do that. And then for us, we're like, once a day to actually just spend some time with the Lord. And I know that, that is a false religion, so a lot of that's not based on truth. But at the same time, you have people across the world doing that on a daily basis. How much more should we be seeking the Lord? We know Daniel, they told him not to seek the Lord. What happened when he sought the Lord? They caught him out, didn't they? His room were open and he was seeking God. And they got Daniel and they end up throwing him in the lion's den because he sought the Lord. But look what happened. The result of him seeking God, the mouths of those lions were shut. The Lord elevated him to a position of authority he probably never ever thought would happen in his life. As it all came out of simply seeking the Lord. Some of the promises we find in Scripture as we seek the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 says, "If you seek him, he will be found by you. And when he is found, there is a great reward." Isn't that awesome? When you have those moments, Lord, how precious they are. When you are found by him, it's hard to put it in words, isn't it, to explain it, but when your heart meets the heart of God, when you see that great reward of that joy that we experience, and that peace that we experience, and life that we experience, isn't it awesome? As we seek, this all happens through aligning our heart to the Lord as we seek him. Psalm 105 says this, "Therefore, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continuously." I love that. Seek his presence continuously. Just to wrap things up this morning, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 10. And many of you will know a portion of Scripture really well. And this was then of the first temple by Solomon, this David. Thank you, Matt. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14. And maybe this is a scripture that some of you might even want to write down this afternoon. "When Solomon finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night. 'I've heard your prayer and I've chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices.'" Verse 13. "When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to land, or send plagues among the people." And this is verse 10. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive sin and I will heal their land." Isn't that beautiful? Verse 15. "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer in this place. I've chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there." Isn't that a beautiful scripture? "Evil who are called by my name." Isn't that to know that you and I sitting here this morning have been called by God? The Bible says that once aliens and strangers, but because of what Jesus did, that void of separation, just by dying on the cross, because of what he has done, and I accept that, we are now part of the household We are family in God. The Bible says that some of the depth of our relationship as family members in a church can be even deeper than some of the relationships we have with our physical family. Because it's a kingdom, isn't it? We're part of a worldwide, eternal family. And Auntie Daphne left us, and she's gone to be in heaven. But we will see her. She's there waiting for us. Beautiful. When we come into the household of faith, he starts off by saying, if my people, and that word if, and if you look up that word, it wasn't very smart in English class at school. I just published, but I did learn this, and I don't know why this stuck with me, but the word if, I'm going to wrong a million times or something, I don't know, but the word if is a clause, if. It's a word which everything after is based on it. If. It's like a seesaw almost. If my people, it's conditional, if humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then. If, then. It's conditional. This whole scripture is conditional on the two-letter word, if. It's a choice we make. It's a choice we make to seek God. It's a choice we make to set the time aside for him. If. It's a choice. My people who are called by my name, and thank God he's called us, as we humble ourselves, we do what Matthew 6:33 says. We bring our lives under the rule and the reign of Christ. That's what humility is, isn't it? It's bringing your life, it's submitting your life to the Lord. That's what humility is all about. Thing is, right? And if we seek his face, not his hand. I think quite often we spend 80% of our prayers saying, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Yeah, we can pray those prayers. But predominantly, we need to be seeking his face. Amen. Not to get stuff. Even though we have needs. We have physical needs while we are on this earth. But we see his face. Isn't that beautiful? I love this. As we seek his face, we turn from our wicked ways. We repent. And that's exactly what John said. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus said, repent, the kingdom of heaven. Then I will hear from him. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And this is one of the scriptures which has been a life scripture for me through my whole life, since really giving my life to the Lord at the age of 16, really beginning to after him. This is a scripture which I memorized, scripture which I wrote down. I highlighted it in my Bible and underlined it, and I always come back to it. I want to write down on the concrete floor. We're going to, yes, Lord, we will choose to seek you at Heart City Church. Choose to pray at Heart City Church. We'll choose, Lord, to repent of our sins and to follow you in righteousness. That's what we choose to do. And coming back to that Psalm 127, which I read at the beginning, unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor in vain. Think about it this morning as your life. Your life is that house. Unless the Lord is building your house, you are in vain. Your work is futile. I know that's hard to hear this morning, but that's what the Lord says. Unless the Lord builds the house. And how do we build our house for the Lord? Well, it's by seeking him and knowing what he wants for our lives and for our families and for our church, for this community up the road. We do that by spending time with the Lord, by hearing from him. Draw near to him, James chapter 4. He draws near to us. Amen. I love that he chooses to speak to us even now. 2,002 years after Jesus died, somewhere around there. God is still speaking to us. We're not in the dark ages. We have his word. We have his spirit. We have one another. Amen. We have the preaching of the word. Church, as we lead up into this week of prayer and fasting, let's not wait until the 31st of January to start seeking the Lord. Let's get ourselves ready in the next 2 weeks. So when we do start on the 31st of Jan, that Monday, that we are really fully into seeking the Lord. And you know, maybe you've started this year and one of your new resolutions was to spend more time with the Lord. Maybe that happened yet. That's okay. What about you start today? Yes, Lord, I'm going to choose to say, yes, Lord, I am. I am going to choose to seek you with all heart, with all my life. And in that week of prayer and fasting, we Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This year we decide only Wednesday and Friday. And on those two others, the Tuesday and the Thursday, we're encouraging people to find another family or another couple or another person and to pray. Amen. And we've got those devotionals for you this week that we can pray together as a church community and seek the Lord, even as a connect group. You could do that those nights if you choose to do that. But just find ways to seek. I love praying with other people. I don't know about you. But having that opportunity to come alongside somebody and to seek the Lord and come into agreement with them is a powerful thing. Amen. So why don't we pray together this morning? And I just pray that the Lord has spoken to your heart today. Lord, we thank you for today. Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege that we have to call you Father. As Jesus prayed in Matthew 6, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. Lord, we're not worthy. You made us worthy through Jesus. In and of ourselves, we are not. Because of Jesus coming to this earth, you made us worthy and worthy before you, God. Thank you. Hallowed be your name, Lord. We love you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can know you. Oh, God, we thank you that you speak into our hearts through word and through your spirit, through other brothers and sisters here. Lord, we thank you for that. Where would we be without you, Lord? Oh God, where would we be without your direction? Oh God, we need you more than ever before, God. We need you more than ever before, Jesus. We can't do this next season without you, God. But we know, Lord, as we seek you, we can. We seek you, Lord. We can, Lord, we can get these in. Lord, we can get through this next year and the years to come. We seek you, Lord, with your guidance, God. We know we can get through, God. This morning, God, we're so grateful, Lord, that you are leading us. We're so grateful, Lord, that as we seek you, we will be found by you. Our hearts align with your heart, God, for what you want, Lord. For this earth, Lord, at this time, God. Lord, for us, when we become so preoccupied with the things, Lord, forgive us, God. Maybe right now you just want to pray a prayer of forgiveness. Maybe you yourself have said this year that you had good intentions of seeking the Lord, reading his word, praying alongside somebody else. Maybe you had good intentions to do that, but even in the third week of Jan, you haven't really got there just yet. When you just ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask the Lord to forgive you if you put other things above him. Maybe ask the Lord to forgive you if you become complacent or in your seeking of him. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we haven't sought your face. Lord, when we've done things out of our own strength, forgive us, God, we pray, Lord. Decisions we've made, Lord. Things said, things we've done. Forgive us, Lord, if we haven't done through the filter of seeking you first. Through the filter of seeking you first, God. And what's your kingdom, Lord? And Lord, today, we want to be a people, Lord, who seek your face. We want to be a people, Lord, who go after you with all our hearts, Lord, who prioritize your word, who prioritize prayer, prioritize looking to you, Lord. Those are the people we want to build. Oh God, hear us today, we pray. Lord. Thank you, Lord. You say in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 13, that your eyes will be open, your ears attend prayers prayed in this place. Our prayers, Lord. Heal our land, Lord. Heal our land, as that scripture says, that you will heal our land if we pray and seek you, Lord, and repent. That you will do that, God. Build your house, Lord, in and through our lives, we pray, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. You are so good, Lord. In this mighty name, we pray this morning. Amen.